Brent Sass is leading the Yukon Quest. He is followed by Hugh Neff, Ed Hopkins, Alan Moore, and Matt Hall. The next section of trail takes teams along the Yukon River to the community of Eagle. Yesterday, Quest mushers made the daunting traverse of Eagle Summit. KUAC's Molly Reddig has more.
It was crystal clear on Eagle Summit on Sunday afternoon. White domes popped up in every direction, and the sun reflected off the wind-blasted snow. But there was hardly a hint of breeze. Every once in a while, the silence was broken by the scratch of sled runners and heavy panting.
Good dog, come by.
Then a dog team appeared, coming over the hill.
Good dog.
And behind them, on the back of a sled, was a musher in a heavy coat. Before the climb, many were camping out and resting at mile 101 of the Steese Highway. Paige Drobny kneeled in the snow and removed lunch items from a cooker. Pizza, noodles, and energy drink. Her dogs were curled up in piles of straw while her husband, Cody Strath, stood nearby, eating reheated pizza. They were both getting ready to tackle the 3,600-foot mountain. The downhill can be particularly sketchy.
It's like a 10-story freefall. It's pretty gnarly. It's not anything anyone should do on a dog team.
Drobny had a bad crash there 4 years ago.
I tipped the sled right at the top, and my headlamp and hat went flying at the top, and my whole right side was bruised from elbow to knee.
So this year, she added some extra brakes.
Chains to wrap around my runners to slow me down, and I'll probably undo some tugs, and then just try to keep it upright.
The checkpoint was located in a snowy field surrounded by mountains. Outside, about a dozen teams were bedded down sleeping. There were a few warm cabins where mushers could catch a couple hours of rest before returning to the trail. Good smells wafted out from one of them. Inside, volunteers were cooking a hearty breakfast. Four mushers sat over plates of scrambled eggs and bacon. Gaetone Pirard was just finishing up. The rookie musher had an exciting start to the race.
I nearly lost my team because I broke the line.
About 3 hours from the start, he hit a tree and snapped the main line connecting all the dogs to the sled.
There was two trees. It was a zigzag. Avoided the first one and then I hit the second one.
It took him about 20 minutes to fix as three teams zoomed by, but the race calmed down after that.
I think I gained confidence on that one instead of the opposite, so it's good.
Ed Hopkins was outside putting red booties on his dogs, who were waking up from a nap. The Canadian musher had a scare on day one as well.
I lost a dog.
The dog, named Malkin, actually belongs to his wife, and he's always had a mischievous streak. As Hopkins was leaving camp Sunday morning, he noticed he had an empty spot on his line.
I looked down the trail and there's a dog running down the trail and he wouldn't come to me.
He followed him down the trail until they caught up with another musher. Then Malkin did a U-turn and started running in the opposite direction, back toward Fairbanks. The other musher, J.J. Levy, stood on Hopkins' snow hook while he chased down the loose dog.
Finally caught him.
With all his dogs back, Hopkins was hoping to make up some time on the leaders. Matt Hall, one of the favorites, already ran past his home in Two Rivers. He was a little behind the leaders because he took a long break before Eagle Summit. He let the dogs rest for 5 hours while he managed to grab about one solid hour of sleep. Hall said he was surprised how fast the leaders took off this year, but he doesn't want to get into race mode too early.
It's hard, but I'm trying to stick with the plan I came up with because that's the plan that we've trained for, and it's not really ideal to just jump and run and chase.
He's dropped two dogs so far who weren't feeling great.
Definitely down to my 12 best in the whole kennel right now.
On Sunday night, mushers ate burgers at the lodge in Central, and some watched the Super Bowl while their dogs rested. Every once in a while, a musher lined up their team in the dark and headed back on the trail. On the Yukon Quest Trail and Circle, I'm Molly Reddig.